Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
He has to go. The president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change. America, 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glad you're with us live from New York. Man, has it been a busy week for the Baldwin McCullough tandem. We are wrapping up literally 10 days of intense rehearsals and live performances in the Chicago area. And, friend, as you are joining us tonight, the Baldwin McCullough production, done in partnership with Unlocking the Bible, airing on more than 2,000 radio stations around the globe this holy weekend. Last night, Good Friday. Today, Silent Saturday. Tomorrow, Resurrection Sunday. Now, maybe you're not a religious person. That's okay. Jesus was a historical figure as well. And tonight we're going to do the condensed version of the Thief on the Cross production here on the Baldwin McCullough broadcast. In fact, Stephen Baldwin, who's been on stage 6 consecutive sold-out standing ovation performances in Chicago, just wrapping yesterday, will be with us at the top of hour 2 as he is now back stateside. But emotionally worn out, 20 characters, a one-hour drama that goes to the whole extent. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to get to hear Stephen's portrayal of the Thief on the Cross in a bit of an abbreviated format tonight as we get underway. Kevin McCullough, in fact, we're going to go to the audio tape. This is, and by the way, you can own this audio drama. It's there for purchase at unlockingthebible.org. But a podcast, a radio drama, an audio book, whatever you want to call it, this has taken the world by storm. Some 2,000 media outlets carrying it this weekend, including yours truly, as we get underway on this Saturday night broadcast. This is a 9-act drama, if you will, that tells the story of Jesus' last day as seen by the guy who hung on the cross next to him. In fact, here's chapter 1, simply titled Breakfast.
Chapter 1. Breakfast. 6 a.m. Not many men open their eyes in the morning knowing it's their last day on earth. This is it. This is the day I die. Looking back, the entire day and how it ended still blows my mind. I awoke in the cell where they were holding me, pending execution, or to be more accurate, torture, humiliation, and a long, slow descent into death on a cross. Only the Romans could have perpetuated such barbarity. I hated them with every fiber of my being. My story began in an ordinary home and is largely without surprise. My father made a modest living as a builder, while my mother, who set the pace for our family, gave herself to setting her children on the right path. Because we were Jewish, the synagogue was a regular part of our family life, as was the annual trip to the temple in Jerusalem. My mother, a woman of ridiculous faith, made sure that I was well-schooled in the teachings of our fathers. God is watching you, she would say. He sees everything, and he never forgets. He remembers the good, and he remembers the evil. You always reap what you sow. Her favorite book in the scriptures was the book of Proverbs. I can still hear her voice telling me that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And then she would ask me, "Do you fear God?" It never occurred to me that there was any other option. Like most children, I pretty much just accepted what my mother taught me about God. until my early teens, when I began to have questions about God and about authority in general. A major turning point occurred for me at the age of 13 when I saw up close the injustice that was woven into the fabric of our national life. My father worked so hard to make ends meet for our family, but the intolerable taxes imposed on us by the occupying Roman army made even our modest lifestyle hard to sustain. That particular day, the tax collector knocked on the door with his latest unfounded demand. I remember the pained and powerless look on my father's face. It was as if they had broken his back and crushed his spirit. Everyone knew that the system was riddled with corruption, but what can you do when the power of a brutal army stands behind the slimy little taxman? Seeing my father look that way made me furious. What right did these imposters have to march into our land and demand our money? Since when did we owe them? The whole thing was an injustice, and even as a young man, it made me mad. It simply wasn't fair. Our annual visit to the temple in Jerusalem had always been a highlight of our family life. Think of a vacation with your extended family and you'll get the idea. My first impression of the temple was of awe and wonder. The size of the building, the depth of the walls, the noise of the crowds, and the relentless activity in the temple courts took my breath away. But as the years passed, my questions began to grow. The priests offered a relentless diet of rules and morality. Wisdom for life, they called it. But what were they doing about the glaring injustice that was plain for all to see in the ever-present oppression of Rome? Nothing, as far as I could see. Gradually, I came to the conclusion that the temple, the priests, and the whole moral structure were supremely irrelevant to the real issues of life for our people. Over time, the hatred I felt toward Rome showed up in a growing resentment toward the temple, its rules, and its God. I watched how people poured money into the temple treasury and thought about how that money could be used to fund the small bands of freedom fighters who were ready to risk their lives in standing up to the Roman occupation. But that didn't happen. Instead, the money rolled into the temple coffers to be sunk into the endless maintenance of buildings and priests who, as far as I could see, had little to offer. Rules. Morality. Where was this getting us? What could it all accomplish? Somewhere in these anxious and angry thoughts, a rebellion was born in my heart. So you won't be surprised when I tell you that the temple was the scene of my first theft at age 15. I had been watching as people put their money into the treasury and had been surprised by the low level of security. It would be as easy, I figured, for me to take money out of the treasury as it was for them to put money in. If the priests weren't going to put the money to good use, maybe I could. As the thought settled, a decision emerged. My palms began to sweat as I watched and waited for the right moment. Then, with money in hand, I stepped forward to the basin where the gifts were gathered, feigned with the dropping of my coins, and in the same movement, gathered a fistful of cash. Walking away, I felt sure that a large hand would be laid on my shoulder and that I would be confronted. But it never happened. I had committed the perfect crime, and as much as I hated to admit it, it felt good. My theft of the treasury planted the seed of a grander scheme for a nobler purpose. Somebody needed to do something bold. And that became my life's ambition. Each time I stole, it got easier for me. I had far bigger hauls and far less fear of consequences. Over time, I became arrogant in my crimes and lazy in my efforts to hide them. After years of stealing, lying, and taking advantage of others, The consequences of my lifestyle finally caught up with me. That large hand of the law I had eluded for so long landed on my shoulder and led me to the cell where I began the last day of my life. A loud thud reverberated on the cell door as a heartless guard stepped in with a mug and plate in his hand. "Breakfast," he said, as he spat in my food. "Enjoy your last meal." The door closed and I sat, alone, powerless, staring at the walls of my miserable cell. This was the end of the line for me.
It was the end of the line for him. That was the reading of Stephen Baldwin from the brand new audiobook called Heaven, How I Got Here, The Story of the Thief on the Cross. And we are airing large portions of it for you tonight on Baldwin McCullough Live simply because it is Holy Weekend and because I'm awfully proud of my business partner's read of this. I think it should be nominated for a Grammy or something. Anyway, more of The Thief on the
Cross. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough Live on a Saturday night. And tonight, of course, the Saturday night of Holy Week, Good Friday, Silent Saturday, Resurrection Sunday. Many of you listening on news talk stations, public radio stations, you may not think that you'd normally find something of a, quote, religious nature on this broadcast. But it's okay. Jesus was a historical person. This is an important weekend. And I'm really, really proud of my business partner, Stephen Baldwin. Six sold-out performances, six standing ovations this last week, and a limited run of a one-man play called The Story of the Thief on the Cross. We've got a version of it for you that we're working our way through with you tonight. And here's the next chapter, simply titled Hatred.
Chapter 2, Hatred. 9 a.m. Two others shared my ordeal the day I was crucified. One after the other, they nailed us to crosses. I was not able to see the guards do their work on the first victim, but I watched closely as the second was pushed forward. A large beam of wood was placed on the ground, and a moment later the victim, who had been pole-axed by the guard, was lying on it. One of the soldiers stomped on the man's right forearm, pinning him to a second beam. Then they produced the nails. An agonized scream cut through the morning air as the victim's hand was pierced by a blunt spike. Four times I heard that awful shriek. "This is what happens to thieves," shouted one of the guards. His words seemed to be for the crowd rather than the victim, to whom he gave no regard. Then, it happened to me. There are no words to describe the pain of crucifixion. All I can tell you is that hatred sustained me. Determined to show no weakness, I fixed my eyes on the guard with the hammer and loathed him. He looked at me for a brief moment, but seeing the intensity in my eyes, he turned away. I stared at him and steeled myself as he indulged his macabre act. But worse was yet to come. After fixing my body to this instrument of torture, they lifted me up and dropped the beam into the roughly cut hole in the ground. The weight of my entire body sent searing pain through the wounds in my hands. My only relief was to press down with my legs, transferring the most intense pain to my feet. I found that I could breathe when the weight was on my feet, so I developed a kind of rhythm in which I moved between hanging from my hands and pressing on my feet. Either way, the agony was unrelenting. The first victim was clearly the object of unusual attention. His cross had been placed at the center, with the second victim and myself just a few feet away on either side. I was completely absorbed with my own pain and had taken no notice of him until I heard him speak. "Father, forgive them," he said. "Forgive them? Who is this man? Some kind of saint?" My entire life I found it hard to even think about forgiving people who wronged me. I held grudges for years over small things people said or did to me. The idea of forgiving these executioners for mutilating our bodies and seemingly enjoying it? You've got to be kidding. I hated them. anyone who would forgive them was no friend of mine. As I turned toward him, I saw the writing above his head. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Jesus. I had heard about him. The miracle worker from Nazareth who claimed to be the Messiah. Well, I thought, if he is able to perform miracles, this is surely the day to produce one. But it's always the same thing with these religious types. Great claims, nice thoughts, but no muscle to confront the harsh realities of this world. Seeing him writhe in agony seemed only to prove my point. Praying for forgiveness might sound impressive to some, but it could never match the raw power of nails and a hammer. I watched him, and already I despised him. I was not alone. Crucifixions always drew a crowd, but this crowd was larger and more hostile than usual. People walked back and forward in front of his cross, looking up and addressing the helpless victim above them. Someone shouted, "If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." The crowd responded by chanting in a wave of agreement, "Come down, come down, come down." Then someone else from the crowd stepped away and, pointing at Jesus, shouted, "You said you would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Save yourself." As the taunts wore on, I wondered how this Jesus had ignited so much hostility. After all, someone who wanted to destroy the temple couldn't be all that bad as far as I was concerned. What it would mean to be the Son of God was vague to me then, though it is wonderfully clear to me now that I'm in heaven. Names described characters in our culture. If you were a miserable person, you might be described as the son of misery. If you regularly encouraged others, you could be described as a son of encouragement. So, son of God would describe a person who embodied all that God is in the flesh. The absurdity of this might seem obvious to you, but according to the crowd, Jesus had claimed to be the son of God. So it was hardly surprising to hear them give him this challenge. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross.
That's what the people would say as they were gathered there. The historic audiobook, the drama setting, it's, some of it fictionalized. We don't know everything about what the thief on the cross did as a human being, but we have imagined it. At least Colin S. Smith has in the book called Heaven, How I Got Here, The Story of the Thief on the Cross. And friends, you can get a copy of the book or the audiobook by going to unlockingthebible.org, unlockingthebible.org. There's also links at the Kevin McCullough and Stephen Baldwin Facebook and Twitter pages as well. But we continue. We will pick up the second half of this chapter, simply called Hatred, from the story of the thief on the cross. On this holy weekend, in between Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday, there is Silent Saturday, and we hope it gives you something to think about. Anyway, special edition of the Ball McCullough Show, continuing from New York. Stay with us.
A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's Baldwin McCullough live on this Saturday night of Holy Weekend, in between Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday, and we're kind of reliving virtually a live performance of Stephen Baldwin in a recently successfully concluded run of six sold-out performances in Chicago. He's actually going to join us at the top of the next hour, but we continue the story of the thief on the cross.
Pain seared through my body as I pressed down on my feet to take another gulp of air. It was hard to tell how much time had elapsed since my crucifixion, which had been set for 9 a.m. Since then, the minutes had seemed like hours, but from the position of the sun at that point, I guessed it was around 10 a.m. 1 hour had seemed like an eternity. Already it was clear to me that as time passed, I would be less able to lift my weight, and with that, less able to breathe. I was inching toward death on a one-way street. Looking at Jesus, I noticed the many wounds up and down his severely beaten body. There were countless deep and open lacerations around his entire torso and up and down his legs. Long thorns had been pressed into his brow as if to crown this bloodied king. If God had a son, it was hard to imagine how he could ever look like this. "He saved others," the crowd chanted, "but he can't save himself." Who had he saved? What did he save them from? As a child, I had been taught that God is the one who saves. If Jesus was the Son of God, saving was clearly something he would do. And yet, when the crowd called on him to save himself, he made no response. That's religion for you, I thought. He says he will destroy the temple, but doesn't remove a stone. He claims to be the promised Savior, but can't even save himself. My anger intensified as these thoughts raced through my mind. My mother used to say, "God is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love." As far as I was concerned, he was way too slow to anger with the Romans and not nearly compassionate enough to us. The searing pain shooting through my body seemed to reinforce the point. It takes energy to speak when you are in excruciating pain, and up to this point, I had not spoken a single word. But somehow these thoughts caused all hell to break loose inside of me, and I poured out the foulest stream of hatred and abuse toward Jesus. Pure venom. The second victim, whose cross had been planted on the other side of Jesus, joined in, and that got the crowd going again. I wondered if there had ever been a time when so much hatred had been poured out on one man. Looking down, there were a few weeping women and one man who seemed to care about him. But to everyone else, he was an object of ridicule. Although I knew little about him, I was glad to join them. I couldn't keep it up, though. My body soon sagged, exhausted. And as my voice fell silent, I began to wonder, why had I aimed my tirade at Jesus? I hated Rome. So why didn't I spend that energy cursing Caesar or Pilate or the centurion who was standing just a few feet away? A thought came to me like a shaft of light I had never seen before. Behind every hatred lies a deeper hatred of God. I had never thought of myself as a God-hater before, but somehow this thought made sense to me. Long ago, I had come to the sad conclusion that God and his laws were irrelevant to my life and that the religious establishment was largely useless to the great causes of justice and peace. I had thought of myself as a God-skeptic, but in that moment, I saw something deeper and darker in my soul. Behind my hatred of Rome lay my hatred of God. The same God who had allowed Rome to stomp all over his people, who had permitted the tax collectors to extort our family, who had made a world in which people die excruciating deaths on wooden beams. Pain fueled the hatred that filled my soul in this awful ordeal. I hated Rome. I hated myself. I hated God. I hated his son. I was on the brink of hell. I could taste it already.
What an absolutely fabulous line from the book, Heaven, How I Got Here, The Story of the Thief on the Cross, is the kind of virtual version of a performance given by Stephen Baldwin, and we're glad to bring it to you on this holy weekend. Kevin McCullough, Baldwin McCullough, coming right back.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. So glad that you're with us and a very special edition of the broadcast tonight. Normally we're in here being funny, talking about news topics. Tonight we are celebrating a successful run of a stage play that Stephen was in this last week. Six sold-out performances, six standing ovations, six times people weeping over the emotional performance that Stephen Baldwin brought to the stage live and kind of unrelenting every night for the story called The Thief on the Cross. Obviously, it has a biblical over theme to it, but if you are not a person of biblical interest, it's still a very historical setting. And so in this weekend of killing Jesus and the AD and everything else that's launching in terms of biblical drama, we thought, you know, I bet some people would be interested in hearing this. And I'm already hearing from folks that are asking asking, how can we get a copy? You can get a copy for yourself at unlockingthebible.org. They are the group that Extreme Media worked with to produce it. The original soundtrack music that you're hearing that kind of sounds like Downton Abbey mixed with Schindler's List, that was produced by Grammy and Dove Award-winning composer Dick Tunney, and, of course, based on the book by Cullen S. Smith, Heaven, How I Got Here. Okay, we return to the audio drama. This is Stephen Baldwin in the part of the thief. This is from a chapter simply called Faith.
They say that as you get closer to death on the cross, your brain struggles for oxygen. You would think that my brain would have been slowing down, and yet it was the exact opposite. My growing fear of God kept driving my thoughts, and the thoughts were becoming clearer and clearer. If Jesus was God in the flesh, he would indeed be the Christ. If he was the Christ, he would be in the business of saving people. And if he saved people, he could bring them into his kingdom. Within a few hours, Jesus would be leaving this world, and so would I. His kingdom would be on the other side of death. Perhaps he could do something to help me. Jesus, I said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. It was an audacious request. A few moments before, I had been in a league with the crowd and the second victim pouring out curses on Jesus. If he remembered this when he came into his kingdom, I would be done for. In truth, I suspected that I may be done for already. My mind kept going back to my mother teaching us the Ten Commandments. You shall not steal, you shall not covet, you shall have no other God before me. I could hear her voice and picture her slightly bent finger pointing at me. God is watching you. He sees everything and he never forgets. You always reap what you sow. If she was right, there was no hope for me. I had made my choices and was facing the consequence. I had sown my seed and was moving inexorably toward the harvest. There was no going back. With all my heart, I hoped that my mother was wrong. Hope began for me in the strange words of Jesus that at first had filled me with hate. Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. Forgiveness. If Jesus could offer forgiveness to his torturers, perhaps he would offer forgiveness to me. At first, this had sounded like the very weakness I despised, but at that moment, it seemed to open a glorious and unexpected window of hope. Forgiveness was scarce in the legalistic moral world my mother spoke of so often. To her, the universe was an unbreakable system of cause and effect, regulated by a rules-oriented God. Do good, and all will be well. Do bad, and you had better watch out. There was no hope for a person like me in that. If you honestly measure your life by the commandments of God, I suspect you will come to the same conclusion. Reaping what you sow is not good news for any of us. Forgiveness is. If Jesus remembered me when he came into his kingdom, there might be some hope for me. But what would be in it for him? I couldn't think of anything. If he took an interest in me, it would not be because of anything I had done or anything I could offer. If he remembered me at all, it would be an act of undeserved mercy and kindness. But that was exactly what he offered to the soldiers who crucified him. He showed them mercy and kindness. Would he do the same for me? Asking him to remember me was deceptively simple. I began to fear God. I recognized my sinful condition. I believed that Jesus was who he said he was, the Christ, the Messiah, and I asked him to save me. That is something you can do too. In doing this, I gave up all the hostility in my heart, and I abandoned my illusion of having a life that would somehow be impressive to God. I placed my life as it was, with all I had done, into the hands of Jesus. My hands outstretched to his hands outstretched. I believed in him as the Christ, the Son of God, the Savior, and the King. And left the rest up to him. Clinging to life by a slender thread, I gasped for breath and waited for him to respond.
Very interesting dilemma that the thief finds himself in as we close the chapter called Simply Faith, the Thief and the Cross, putting faith in Jesus, who is being crucified right next to him. It's a historical audio drama that we're featuring here on Baldwin McCullough tonight, mostly because Stephen Baldwin is the voice of the thief in a role that he played successfully this last week to 6 sold-out performances, 6 standing ovations, and many, many people touched by this performance and this historical character. If you'd like a copy of this for your own archives, they are available at unlockingthebible.org, our partners in this effort. And it's just a labor of love to share with you something that Stephen and I don't always do, the love that we have for our faith and for what God has done in our own lives. So we know that there's a lot of people on news talk stations that are hearing this, but it is Holy Weekend. Forgive us for this religious intrusion, if you will. And we're coming right back. Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Don't go away.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal...
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
See? It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Thank you for being here, Kevin McCullough. And coming up in the top of second hour tonight, Stephen Baldwin will join us from the road. He is recovering from six sold-out performances, but he wants to spend part of the evening with us. He's been away for so long, he knows that he would like to be here. Anyway, we are reliving a virtual performance of his really great, well-received one-man play this week called simply Heaven, How I Got Here, the story of the thief on the cross. And at the end of the last chapter, the thief had asked Jesus if he would remember him, and he was waiting for an answer. That's where it picks up in the chapter 4 called Hope.
Chapter 4, Hope, 11:15 a.m. My request had been simple. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. His answer was simpler still. Amen. There was no mistaking his enthusiasm. Joy filled his eyes as he looked at me. It was as if he had been waiting for me to ask, as if his answer to my request was bound up with why he was there. It felt to me as if his arms, which were pinned to the cross, were reaching out to me with the same love and forgiveness that he had offered to the guards. Amen. Yes, I'm with you. Your prayer is mine. It will be done. It would not have been surprising if he had responded with caution. Don't you think it's a little late for you to be thinking about my kingdom? After the hatred I had shown toward him just a few hours earlier, I could hardly have complained if he had said, "The kingdom of heaven is not for people like you." But that is not his way. He did not place me on probation. He did not send me on a long spiritual journey or tell me to wait and see. Instead, he joyfully accepted my prayer and took his stand with me as I took my stand with him. I believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and asked him to save me. He accepted me freely and gladly, without hesitation or condition. Amen, he said, and then after a short pause, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. Paradise, the world of peace, where God's people enjoy his presence. I had no doubt that this would be Jesus' destination after he died. But I was shocked by his unconditional promise that I would be there with him.
The story of the thief on the cross continues on Baldwin McCullough.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.